This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information.
All in one place.
NG112 is what it's all about in Europe, and that's coming up next on the E911 Talk Podcast, episode 172, recorded Friday, November 15, 2013.
You're listening to the Avaya Podcast Network. Now here's your host, Mark Fletcher, Chief Architect for Worldwide Public Safety Solutions at Avaya.
Hey, it's Fletch with the Avaya Podcast Network, and we're here at the IAUG Eastern Connect 2013 show in Newport, Rhode Island, sitting down with Tim Kenyon, who's the president of Conveyance Systems. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you very much. How you been?
Good, good. It was a good show this year, as always.
You know what? I love this conference. I love coming up here. I love visiting with these people and getting eye to eye with this particular customer base. And hey, it's Newport, Rhode Island. This is a great place to be. Great food. Very, very good. I was very pleased to be here this year.
Yeah,
good
no, absolutely. So a lot of stuff is happening around 911 in the U.S., but it's also happening internationally.
A lot of activity going on in the European Union right now.
So what are you doing over in Europe? Because I know that you attend the ENA show, the European Emergency Number Association, that's over there.
Yeah, not only attend it, but we are on the advisory panel with ENA so that we get to have a little bit of say and a little bit of more participation on what's going on with 112 in the European Union. And, you know, the emergency services and the issues within the enterprise are the same things that we have to deal with here. There's a little more that has to continue to evolve and be improved upon when you actually get out to the public safety answering points and how we're delivering those calls, but the issues internally are still the same. So location discovery, on-site notification, you know, people want to be aware of issues that are going on within the enterprise. So we've been working with Avaya in Frankfurt, and we have been deploying our Sentry systems within the Frankfurt labs for Avaya, and we're also going to be deploying another system in the UK lab up there so we can continue to work with the Avaya folks and the carriers in those regions to be able to better support their customers that are in the enterprise and be able to provide location discovery and on-site notification within the enterprise.
So one of the things I think that's lacking over in the European market or is not as prevalent is the carrier side, the VPC side. You don't really have or you haven't really had VPC services or VPC-like services, but that's starting to change, right?
It's starting to change. They still have quite a ways to go. Right now there are certain carriers and certain entities that are over there that are available that can provide direct DID drops into particular countries. But because, you know, it's not like the United States and Canada. You know, we're a very large continent. We're all, you know, basically working together. In the European Union, you have many smaller countries and you have to deal with every, you know, nationality a little bit differently. So,
yeah, they're dealing with passport control borders like we deal with state borders, right? Imagine if you were in the U.S. and you needed a passport to go from New Jersey to Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly it.
But that's how it is over there, right? Because it's different countries. You're dealing with a whole different political aspect.
It's a completely different political aspect. And even, you know, technically, I think that they're coming up to speed. But, you know, there are still those issues with, you know, getting lines dropped into particular countries. So although technically it's possible with a larger and increasing number of countries in the European Union to be able to do a level of quote unquote voice positioning, it's not instantaneous like we can pretty much do here in the North American market, because you still have to schedule, you still have to acquire DID numbers, and that has to be done in that entity's name, you know, with individual countries. And, you know, it's not like you can do an on-the-fly update of a phone number to a particular location like we can't do. It's like PS Alley all over again.
This is the problem. People keep equating telephone numbers with street addresses and locations, and we just don't build our networks like that anymore. And that's why PS Alley is dying. That's why PS Alley is going to be replaced with next generation 911. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, and that's what they're still dealing with over there. You know, it is still a phone number to a location, very much like PS Alley is here, you know, today. I think the difference that I think we're going to see over in the European Union, like we've seen with a lot of other technology over the years, is that because we don't have as many layers of, you know, money issues or regulatory issues or legislative issues, these governments are going to jump on board and they're going to say, this is what we're doing, and they're going to leapfrog over some of the problems and, you know, hopefully deploy this a lot faster than we've been able to here.
Well, if you look at 112 in Iceland, for example, example. Big Avaya solution at the PSAP level, countrywide deployment. They put out an app, and an app works there because they're the single entity that puts it out, and you can dial 112 on your app on your phone, and you can start extracting all the information. Normally here, that's not a good idea because people are used to dialing 911.
Yes.
Right. So there they've intercepted it at the carrier level. But again, it's a country. They can do what they want there. Right. They're forcing everybody down a single path. You don't have the luxury of that here in the States.
No, that's true. You know, so again, because you have the, you know, the smaller countries and they can pretty much regulate what they're going to do within country, you know, they're going to be able to, I think, move a little faster in next gen, you know, and be able to deploy things a little bit differently than we're able to here, you know, on a much, it's just that, like, again, because we are such a big country and we have 50 states and every state has their own level of legislation, you have that many levels and layers of people and entities to go through, you know, it takes a little bit longer.
Right.
You know?
I had somebody ask me yesterday, why is it different all over? And I, you know what? I don't know why it's different all over. It's different all over because the FCC has mandated a minimum level of requirements across the country. That's why it's different in 18 different states, and some states have nothing. So
it's a wonderful country, isn't it? We are the United States of America, and we're all united, and we're all independent all at the same time.
Yeah, no kidding. I guess good comes with the bad, right?
Of course, you know, of course.
So what's really interesting in Europe, I think, is the new eCall initiative, where they've defined a minimum data set that's going to come from a vehicle. It's going to be transmitted as in-band audio tones from the vehicle into the 112 center. There's going to be a modem there that deciphers it and then sends the call to the call taker. So, yeah, a little bit step backwards in technology, but it's something that works across the board and something that doesn't need anybody to change anything. What I find interesting there is anybody can theoretically insert that minimum data set as audio in the preamble of the phone call. There could be a very interesting deployment model for enterprise.
That would be very interesting. You know, that would open up a whole new ballgame over there, of course.
Yeah, I mean, and again, it's not, here's where you have, well, we might be looking backwards technology-wise, but we're looking forward because we're fixing the problem, and we're fixing it over a wider area. So, you know what, that might not be a bad start.
It's, you know what, they've... I think they have a better grasp on the mobility problems, you know, over there than they do here because, you know, I think the usage of mobility and cell phone users is much, much higher in the UK and the European Union than it is here. Although this has been increasing, you know, quite a bit. I think we're, what, 60, 70% of the calls coming into 911 here in the U.S. now is coming in via mobile?
70 to 80, actually,
is
now.
Is it that much high?
Yep.
You know, so, but I think it has always been, you know, much higher over in the U.K.
Oh, yeah, no. They've had full saturation. I'm going to say for probably 5 years or more, because I remember talking about Europe being full saturation of wireless against, you know, per capita.
Yeah. So I think it's nice to see that they're actually jumping on it and they're, you know, actually starting to mandate and regulate this a little more because they want to take care of those mobile users. And if that's something that can be, you know, opened up a little more and help us deal with some of the enterprise issues as well, there you go. You know.
Well, what's going to change big is VoLTE. Voice over LTE. Now I've got a cellular data modem.
Right.
Capable of doing cool stuff. And you've got WebRTC starting to happen. So you might actually see an enablement of WebRTC and voice over LTE or VoLTE happening at the enterprise level. If I can put a cell phone in a 19-inch rack and put it in my switch room, and I can connect to a next-generation 911 infrastructure through that advanced data path, you know what? 911 calling over a PSTN trunk theoretically can completely go away.
Yeah, completely disappear.
Or you can let the call go that way and use the VoLTE modem for an over-the-top delivery point-to-point. There's a lot of cool stuff that can be happening, and that's why next week I'm going to... Here's my shameless plug. That's why I'm going to be talking about WebRTC and E911 at the WebRTC World in San Francisco next week.
I'm looking forward to that. I can't wait to hear some of your podcasts from that event.
Yeah, well, we're going to be talking about, we're going to be doing a lot of podcasting. I'm in one panel session with a few interesting people, and the topic is going to be WebRTC and E911. That may be a whole new trend in 911 that surpasses what we're doing today, before today even gets started.
So many things happening so fast, and it's hard to get your head wrapped around all of it and be able to move. You know, I think... one of the advantages that, you know, Conveyant, you know, has is that, you know, we started off in this 911 public, Conveyant's been around 27 years, but the public safety portion of the business that we do, you know, has really been more focused since 2009, 2010. And we developed these products, you know, in anticipation of next gen. You know, it was built ready for, you know, to move to the next gen world. And which makes our products a lot more flexible. So when we're talking about the possibility of Vulti or Web RTC down the road, I think we're going to be able to, you know, be able to embrace that a little faster than most.
See, at the end of the day, it all comes back to one thing. The data has to come from someplace. And whether you're doing Next Gen 911, whether you're doing Vulti, whether you're doing WebRTC, that's transport layer stuff. That's getting it from point A to point B. You got to have the data to put on that network. And really, that's kind of where you're focusing in. Collecting that data today, using it internally. Great. When Next Gen shows up at your front door, send the data down the pipe.
27 years of data gathering. That's what Conveyance System does.
Yeah, and that's where I think most people out there are missing the boat on 911. They're working on getting the data from point A to point B. You know what? Don't worry about that. That's going to happen. That'll be worked out. Just work on getting the data over whatever shows up. You don't worry about if you're going to have analog lines, ISDN, PRI, BRI, whatever. You're going to have a voice path. You worry about getting the phone call over whatever voice path you have. Same thing with 911.
I have the data. You know, we have the data. We're able to, you know, in that collaborative type of environment, we're able to pull all of the data together. We're able to hold that data. You know, how do you want me to transport it next? That's a whole nother ballgame.
Yeah.
Do I need to send it as a packet? Do I need to send it as a file? Do I need to send it as an XML stream? Do I need to send it as a PitaFlow object, you know, down the road? Doesn't matter. You know,
yep.
Gathering the data, making sure you have the relevant data, providing that situational awareness in the 911 environment for the enterprise, and then be able to deliver that data over whatever transport mechanism becomes, you know, the relevant mechanism at that point in time. That's the easy part, I think.
Yeah. So you're planning on going to the ENA event next year in Warsaw?
Absolutely.
Great. Fantastic. We'll be certainly looking forward to seeing you over there. But talking to Tim Kenyon, who's the president and CEO and founder, chief cook and bottle washer at Conveyance Systems. Thanks so much for sitting down with us on the podcast.
Appreciate the time. Good to see you again.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.